welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and well, hasn't December caught up and sprung out of nowhere? So hopefully all your Christmas decorations are up, and the Christmas music is to the fore. But not this week. This week we'll be turning to some present ideas with some of the recent CD releases in the theatre organ world. So if you're looking to buy a present for somebody, then there might be some suggestions on this week's show. It's in fact very much a sandwich. The first two and last two tracks are British, and the middle four tracks are taken from the 2019 ATOS Convention CD. Let's start off with a rousing march featuring the Compton at Pipes in the Peaks, Ashbourne, and one of its resident organists, Christian Cartwright, on his recent CD called Tuned Up Free. It's in 6/8, which I know if Andy Barham is listening, he will enjoy, and it's called Our Director. Our director, Christian Cartwright, and the Pipes in the Peaks Compton, and that is an absolutely fantastic track to walk to. It certainly gets my feet moving when I'm out and about, which is about all you can do at the moment. Now, Howard Beaumont is one of the few remaining organists still to release a regular CD, and his most recent theatre pipe organ recording comes from the Community Centre in Ryhope, Sunderland, and it's Freemanual 9 Rank Compton. Now, Howard has a long association with this instrument. In fact, he recorded it on a DeRoy LP in the 1970s, and this was indeed the first commercial recording of the Ryhope Compton, and sadly, possibly its last. You never know with situations like this. However, the Compton sounds mighty fine, and here's Howard with a beautiful hymn tune which was made popular in the 1970s by Cat Stevens. Now, this track demonstrates the Compton with its subtle on-trem sounds, building right up to full classical organ, demonstrating what the Compton can do. Morning has broken. Howard Beaumont, Morning Has Broken, from his latest Pipes CD called Sunderland Revisited. And hopefully the track titles in the table on our website, which by the way is organistencores.co.uk, the track titles, as I say, will be hyperlinks and should be able to take you to where you can buy these CDs. Now, I mentioned the middle bit was tracks taken from the 2019 American Theatre Organ Society Convention Highlights CD. As is the case with a extensive compilation CD, it's very hard to pick tracks to give a fair selection. The whole CD is excellent. Not any section of it is at all boring, and certainly one that you should have in your collection. But the next four tracks are just tracks I enjoy from the CD. There's no particular reason, behind playing them. They just stood out to me personally. And let's get that ball rolling with the Auditorium Theatre in Rochester and its four manual 22 rank Wurlitzer, with Jerry Nagano at the console in a very jazzy mood with Give Me the Simple Life. The jazzy style of Jerry Nagano and Give Me the Simple Life, which, as you probably know, is the title of this week's show because these new CDs have certainly given me a little bit of a simple life. Now, the American Convention was based in Buffalo last year, and of course they haven't had a convention this year in 2020 for obvious reasons. So there'll be a slight gap in your collection, which will be a disappointment, as I know a lot of people in this country who are unable to get across to the States to enjoy the convention do enjoy the CDs that are bought out subsequently. Now, it's always great on the ATOS CDs to hear the sounds and styles of new and upcoming musicians. And of course, without new talent, indeed on the playing and the technical side, the future is very bleak. So the next two tracks feature young musicians. The first of which is Alex Jones. Now, he's in fact British, but has spent a lot of time in the States. And on the American convention, he played, it's not quite a Wurlitzer, but it's the free manual 13 rank Hope Jones organ in the First Universalist Church in Buffalo. And that he's going to play Midnight in Mayfair. And then straight after that, featuring a well-established installation, the Riviera Theatre in North Tonawanda, and its Freemanual 16-rank Wurlitzer is Nathan Avakian. Now, Nathan is a expert in combining theatre pipe organs with backing tracks, and he does so very successfully on this track, A Beautiful Ballad Somewhere in Time. But first, the novelty tune, Midnight in Mayfair.
Thank you.
Alex Jones with Midnight in Mayfair and Nathan Avakian with Somewhere in Time, two upcoming musicians to certainly book, support and attend their concerts, because without supporting them, as I said, the future will be very bleak. So to round off my highlights of a highlights CD, so to speak, is Simon Gledhill, because let's be honest, no convention is complete without him. And this arrangement I've heard plenty of times, but it still puts a smile on my face. It's a duo, Cheek to Cheek and Top Hat. And Simon is playing the Clemens Center in Buffalo, and it's four manual 32 rank Wurlitzer and Marr and Colton installation. Simon Gledhill with that duo written by Irving Berlin, Cheek to Cheek and Top Hat, bringing my personal favourites from the recent 2019 ATOS convention CD. Certainly worth getting hold of, and you will enjoy it. Now, moving away from the convention days and back to some more traditional theatre organ releases in this country, and it seems from the first two tracks and the last two tracks that the most recent recordings seem to all feature Compton organs. In fact, I couldn't really tell you off the top of my head when the last Wurlitzer CD was released, so somebody needs to get their act together. Anyway, the next track features the superb Compton in St. John Vianney Church in Clay Hall, and the next album you won't find on CD. However, if you're online and have access to iTunes, Amazon or Spotify, you can listen in that way, because that, I'm sure, will be the modern way that we all listen and purchase music in the future. Here's Mark with a beautiful ballad written by organist Harold Ramsey. Her name is Mary.
Thank you.
the gorgeous reverberant sounds there of St John Vianney Church in Clay Hall, Essex, with Mark Laughlin at the Compton. And that album is simply called Compton, and as I said, it's available on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and probably a multitude of other places as well. It's always nice when a CD comes out featuring an organ that we don't get to hear that often, and 2 years ago, organ enthusiasts got to that with a recent CD featuring Donald McKenzie at the organ of the Odeon in Leicester Square, London. The Duchess has always been one of my favourite instruments to listen to, and it's always great when a new album comes out featuring it. And of course, Donald has been heavily involved with the organ there for a good number of years now, and I hope that post-COVID, Odeon continue to use the instrument, because I know certainly it gets a lot of attention rising up out of the floor and playing before films. Anyway, let's end with a lively jazz standard, Sweet Sue, Just You. Donald at the Duchess, better known as the Odeon Leicester Square Compton, with Sweet Sue bringing this new CD bonanza to a close. And for all the musicians' sakes out there, please do support buying new CDs. I know, as I've said many times before, times are tough for some of us, especially those in the arts who will be very grateful for some extra income during these hard times, especially coming up to Christmas. So please, even if you've got one yourself, consider getting a friend interested in the cinema organ, because we need a bit more of that as well. Now, for the rest of December, I'd like to be able to tell you that normal service would be in the fall, but unfortunately it's not. I'm messing with a schedule, so let me fill you in with what's coming up over the next few weeks. Next week, on the 10th of December, John Leeming will be here with some dreamy moonlight listening. And then after that, on the 17th, Nigel Ogden has put together a special Christmas programme featuring specially recorded items on his Compton Electrone. And then on the 24th, which of course is Christmas Eve, I shall be at the microphone with your Christmas favourites, Christmas standards throughout the year, and ones that I know you will enjoy. And then on the 31st of December, it shall be our end of year office party. Now, quite what's going to happen in that week's show, I don't know yet, but I'm sure that you'll find out then. So you better get back to thinking about Christmas presents, wrapping Christmas presents, sending Christmas presents, and buying a silly Santa Claus hat, because that's apparently what you do in December. So from me, Damon Cox, signing off, happy days are indeed very much here again. See you later.